Today's shiur is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gurevich for a schus for Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Elaine Rubin. Today's shiur is Masechta Nozer Daf Kof Ches. We begin on Daf Kof Ches Amr Aleph at the sixth line.
We had learned in our previous shiur that if a father had designated money for Naziris and the son wants to use that money, the question is, under what circumstances could somebody use the money that the father had designated for a carbon? Says the Gemara, and the Gemara mentioned a number of situations. And the Gemara, in each one of the situations that had been mentioned, taught us a pasuk where and when somebody can or can't be yotze with the carbon of his father. So begins the Gemara, Yochel Yotze B'Moshe Hifrish, that a person, a son, cannot use money that the father had dedicated for a carbon chatos, afilu, even if the aveira was kalal kala, that the father had violated a not such a serious aveira, or menachamur al chamur, and so had the son. And the same thing goes the other way, that the son had violated not such a serious aveira, and the son had violated an equal type of aveira. Ava yotze b'korban shifrish latzmai, if the father had designated an animal, even though they then the halacha would be minakala chamura or mechamura lakala, that one should be able to use the animal that was dedicated. Tamalaymer, the pasuk says, "Vehevi karbonai siris izin tamima nekevel chatosai shachata." The halacha karbonai and al chatosai comes to teach us that a person cannot use an animal for carbon chatos, achei karbon l'shem chatoi, until he separates an animal for the purpose of the aveira that he violated, and not for any other purpose. And therefore, if he separated the behemoth for a specific aveira, it can't be used for the kapara of another aveira. Yochol layetze, a person who himself cannot use an animal that he designated for kapara on a certain aveira, behemoth shahafrish latzmai, on behalf of another aveira he did, akala or akala, if both aveiras are not serious aveiras. And as we explained in the previous year, the definition of a not serious aveira is an aveira for which there is no misa if somebody violates such an aveira. Or minachamura chamura, both aveiras were aveiras that come with the punishment of misa b'dei shemayim. Afilu min hakala l'chamura, or even if the aveira that he had designated the animal for was the less severe aveira, to be used for an aveira which was more severe, or min hakamura l'chalo, vice versa, shekein, im hifrish behema l'chalev, the loch is if somebody designated an animal because he ate non-kosher meat, v'hevi al dam, and he brings it instead for eating dam, oy al adam, or vice versa, he had designated the animal because he had eaten dam, v'hevi al chalev, and he brings it because he ate chalev, even though, as we just explained, both chalev and dam are not averis for which one gets misa bezdin, and therefore, in both of these cases, they're both averis kalas. But the point is, shen over shelein limal, there is no issa me'ila. He did not make this behema chulin. He just wanted it, take it from hegdish to hegdish. So the way Rishonim explained this Gemara is that if a person did something which doesn't represent me'ila, and the animal therefore stays in its status of hegdish, he didn't have any benefit from it, the animal stays in its original status, Therefore, since I didn't accomplish anything, I cannot use that circumstance to use the animal for a different purpose. Shrei loy mol, he did not do an act of me'ila, and loy keeper. And therefore, the halacha is that if he brings this animal, this carbon, on behalf of a different avera that he did, since he didn't really accomplish anything, Mila normally accomplishes that the animal loses its status of hegdish. Here you haven't accomplished that. The animal is still going to be hegdish. Therefore, it will not be able to make a kapora. If somebody designated money to buy a kamchatis for a specific avera, then the halacha is that maybe I could use that money for a different avera. Min akala l'kala, if both averas are of the same status, min chamura l'chamura, or if one avera that I designated the money for is more severe, or min chamura l'kala, min akala chamura. In all these cases, when I did some, even though I had designated the money for one purpose, maybe I should be able to use it for a different purpose. Shekein, says the Gemara, the halacha is, imhifrish la'atzmei mos, if somebody designated money to buy with that money a karmat chatas, mechelev, because he had eaten chelev, the hevi al adam, and then he uses that money instead of using it for the chelev, he used it b'shoigig to buy a carbon for eating dam, al adam v'hevi al chelev, and or vice versa. In these cases, shrehimol, since this money is a much lower level kedusha, because an animal, the halacha is, cannot be removed from its status of hegdish only through it becoming a balmum. If one designates an animal for hegdish, the only way it can lose that designation is if somebody was the animal became a balmum. But if you only designated money for a carbon, since the entire kedusha that this money has is only a kedushas peh, it's something that you verbally designated to be used for a carbon. Since verbal designation is certainly not as significant as actually dedicating an animal, therefore, since it has this lower level of kedusha, then the halacha is that it loses that original kedusha quite easily, and therefore, which is what the Gemara means when it says shrei mol, something that has such a low level kedusha is easy to lose its level of kedusha because it's such a low level of kedusha. Shrei mol, since it has this low level kedusha, therefore, even though I designated the money for one purpose, if I use it for another purpose, keeper, it should be mechaper. Tamaloymer, so therefore I would think that that would be acceptable. Tamaloymer, the pasuk says, v'chipa alav ha-koyin al-chatos ha-shechot v'neslach loy, ad shei karbon al-shem chatoi. The halach is that if you designate an animal for a certain aveira, it can't be used for a different aveira, as we've been discussing in our shiurim. This pasuk comes to teach us that halacha does not only apply by designation of an animal, but that halacha applies even when somebody designated money for carbon, it cannot be used for a different purpose. But what do we learn from here? Tanimius, what we've been learning from here, behema, that the halacha is that a behema that was designated cannot be used for a different purpose. My love, and when we say that the halacha is that a behema cannot be used for a different purpose, isn't it even referring to a behema which is a balmum? But going back to the beginning of our sugya on Daf Chavov, where we learned that just like by Moa Stumim, the halacha is if the Moas that were designated were never dedicated for a certain purpose, the halacha is that the money is yiplu nadava, if that animal, which was that money, was supposed to be used for nazir karbonis, and then it doesn't get used for that purpose, the halacha is that it's considered mos tumim, and it can be used, and all of it is used to bring oilus nadava. And we learned that a behemoth bal mum has the same halacha, but here we're learning that it doesn't. That even a behemoth bal mum is not considered stuma, and it's considered mufereshes. So isn't this a question on the opinion of Rav Nachman, who said that behema, which is about mum, is considered ma stuma? Loi. Says the Gemara, the only by tamima is the halacha that if animals were designated, and then the carbon of the nazir, that was the case that we discussed, can't be brought, the animal is considered ma'as mufarashim. However, abba mum mai, what will be halacha if the animal that was designated by mum? Indeed, it will be treated kastuma damya. But ask the Gemara, then we have a question of the wording of the Braisa. Midi iri, the Ketani Moshe Frish Aviv. Why did the Braisa choose to speak about a case where the father designated money? Listening, he could have just taught us the same halacha, but Baal Mum. And wouldn't that be a bigger chiddush? That even though you designated an animal, but since the animal is a Baal Mum, it's considered Ma'as Tumim. Answers the Gemara, there really is no bigger chiddush when we speak about a behemoth that's about mum, or we speak about money. Hachanami, delmai chazia. What can you do with an animal which is about mum? The only thing you could do with an animal that's about mum, ledemei. You could use it for its value. Says the Gemara, that's exactly the same as mos. So you wanted to say the fact that the Braisa didn't speak about mos is a raya about behemoth bal mum, is a raya that behemoth bal mum is not considered like ma'as tumim, but rather a behemoth bal mum should be considered like ma'as mufarashim. That isn't true. The halacha is that it's considered like ma'as tumim, and there's no reason to mention it because it is exactly the same. So the Braisa could easily mention either one equally. We learned extensively in our Masechta that a woman, of course, could be a Nazira. And the halacha also is that a husband can be made for the Naziris of his wife. Because as we discussed in Masechta Nedarim, what type of Nedarim could a husband be made for? The Torah says, Kol nedav kol shvuas iser, lanas nefesh ishi kemeno, anything that causes distress to the wife is the type of a neder that a husband can be made for. And certainly, naziris is in the category of causing distress. She can't drink wine. She can't become tamei. So certainly, it's the type of naziris that the husband can be made for. So therefore, says the Mishnah, let's say we have a case where a woman was a Nazira, and she finished the days of Naziris, and she now brings the Kabbonis that a Nazir brings when they finish their term of Naziris. Chatos Oyla and Shlomim. V'nizrikula Echra Adomim. And one of the Domim, or one of these Kabbonis, was spritzed on her. Eina Yochel Hofer. Now the husband loses the right to be made for the Naziris. Why? Because as soon as this Rikas Adam of even one of the kabbonis, as soon as there's rikas adam, even of one of the kabbonis, the halacha is that she could drink wine, she could become tamei, even if she has not yet taken her haircut. So therefore, the naziris, this neder, is no longer a neder of inui nefesh. Because inui nefesh that gives the right the husband to be made for the neder is because she can't drink wine, because she can't become tamei meis, but now she may. But if she could have Zrikas Adam, if Zrikas Adam has not yet been done, even if the Kabbonis were actually already brought, the halacha is that the husband can be made for the neder's wife. Because until the Zrikas Adam takes place, so even though it technically could be a very short amount of time, because how long does it take to do Zrikas Adam after the carbon has been fully processed? Still, since she can't drink wine and take haircuts be metam lemesiv in this time, it's enough to be considered a neder of inui nefesh, that the husband could say, this bothers me, and since it bothers me, I should have the right to be made for the naziris. So there's an interesting question that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein in his Sefer Chashuki Chemed actually connects to this discussion. He says that there was a shul, they were davening Nila on Matzah Yom Kippur, and there were people in the shul who were very anxious to finish the fast as soon as possible and be able to eat. And there were other people in the shul who took a different approach. It's Yom Kippur, and there's a mitzvah of Taisus Yom Kippur, there's a question when is exactly the zman for Matzah Yom Kippur. Let's be machmer. And the question is, and it's only a couple of minutes, why is this a big issue? So he says that, let's talk about the case that we just discussed. In the case that we just discussed, the carbon has already been brought. The only thing that's holding back this woman from being able to become tamei and from being able to drink wine is the zrikas adam. The zrikas adam can be done immediately. And then there wouldn't be a question, as we began the Mishnah, that if zrikas adam was done, it's no longer net of inu nefesh. And therefore, the aloch is that the husband can no longer be made for. So why should these couple of moments take place? So he says that the aloch is that every moment it makes a difference, as we see. And if the people who want to end the fast are correct in the halacha, no one has a right to prolong the fast, even if it's just for a couple of moments. And that's why the Matat Ephraim in Siman Tov Reish Chof Dalet Sif Aleph paskins, the Meir of a Matzah Yom Kippur, one should daven, of course, properly, but not schlep it out. Because every moment that people are fasting is something that we have to be concerned about. And that's why there's an interesting halacha in Hilchas Purim. What happens if Chas V'Shalom, the Baal Koreh of the Megillah, in the middle of the reading of the Megillah becomes incapacitated? What is the halacha? When we now choose a new Baal Koreh, do we take someone who, does he start from the beginning, or does he start from where we're up to? And the halacha, the Be'er Heitiv and the Shari Tshuva, in Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Beis of Katan Aleph say, if it's Matzah Shabbos, so when we're reading the Megillah on Matzah Shabbos, the people do not fast that day. So it isn't so problematic to start from the beginning. However, if it's on during the week, and when we read the Megillah during the week, we know it's Matzah Tainus Esther, and people are hungry, we have to take that into consideration, and the second Baal Koreh should not go back to the beginning. He should start where we're up to. Even if just one of the animals that she has to bring for carbon was already bought, the halach is any yachal hafer. Because Rabbi Akiva has a whole new consideration. Rabbi Akiva's consideration is that if the husband is now going to be made for the neder, all of that carbon will have to go to be thrown out, because she wasn't obligated to bring the carbon. But since she wasn't obligated to bring the carbon, that carbon is useless. And of course, we have to avoid that type of situation. And since we have to try to avoid that situation, the halacha says Rabbi Akiva, at this point, he can't be made for the neder. There is an interesting question in the Rishonim. Rabbi Akiva just mentioned a new consideration. The consideration is Hefsed Kachim. What will be the halacha if the husband was mefer? Will it be a hafara or not? There are Rishonim that say that b'di'evid, his hafara is considered a valid hafara. Because midoraisa, his hafara is a valid hafara. Rabbi Akiva only mentioned a consideration midrabanan. But that consideration midrabanan cannot take a hafara that is a valid hafara and make it into invalid hafara. However, there are other Rishonim that say that once Chazal said that this hafara is not a valid hafara, then the halacha is that it's not considered a valid hafara under any circumstances. Furthermore, there's a machloikas achroinim. When we speak about the hafara being invalid, that is only in a case that the animal that was used, and we spoke about this distinction earlier in our parak, were animals that belonged to the woman. But if they were animals that were belonging to the man, then he always has the right to be mefer. That's the opinion of the Karen Oira. Rabbi Kiva Eger says even if the animals belong to him, to the husband, if now Rabbi Kiva is introducing a new consideration, and that's the consideration of, and that's the consideration of Hefsa Kachim, so that consideration makes no difference if it's the husband's or the wife's animals. Says the Mishnah furthermore, when is there a concept, or is there any nefesh before Zrikas Adam, after Zrikas Adam or not? But Medvar Amurim, but the Galachas Tara, the case where the woman completed her term of Naziris, and she brought her Kabonis, and therefore we said that after the Zrikas Adam, that's how we began the Mishnah, the husband no longer has a right to be made for the Naziris. Avot Taglachas Tehuma, if a woman took upon herself a Naziris, and in the middle of her term of Naziris, she became Tameh, that the halacha is that she has to be Matar herself. And after she's Matar herself, she has to bring the Kabbonis Tumah. There the halacha is Yofer. The husband certainly has a right to be made for the Naziris. Shehu Yocholayme, Yef Shibishin Mavelis. There's an Inu Nefesh. Because what happens after she brings those Kabbonis? After she brings those Kabbonis, she has to now resume, not just resume, she has to start from the beginning of a term of Naziris. So since she's now going to have to begin a whole new term of Naziris, certainly that represents a serious Inui Nefesh, and therefore certainly the husband has a right to be made for the Naziris. The question that the Achroinim debate is, what would Rabbi Kiva say in such a situation? Rabbi Kiva just added a new consideration, and that was the consideration of Hefsed Kachim. That consideration will be here as well, because if she brought the Kabbonis, and now the husband is made for the Naziris, by being made for the Naziris, what he's essentially doing is making these Kabbonis go to waste. And Rabbi Kiva just taught us that we don't want to have Hefsed Kachim. What will be the halacha? So some Achronim say, if Rabbi Kiva introduced this concept of Hefsed Kachim, this is certainly a case of Hefsed Kachim. Others say that he only introduced the concept of Hefsed Kachim where, anyway, let her finish bringing the Kabbonis, have the Zrikas Adam, and do that. That can be done quickly. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva says we need to be concerned about Hefsed Kachim. But in a case like the case we're learning now, which means she's going to go back to the beginning of the Naziris, that is not so simple. And therefore, in such a case, Rabbi Kiva would agree that the ability of a husband to be made from the Dharma of Inui Nefesh is a stronger right than the concern of Hefsed Kachim. Rabbi Yom Ap at the Galachas Tar, even if she finished the Naziris and they ready spritz, they did the Zrikas Adam. Going back, he disagrees with what we learned at the beginning in the Mishnah. Yofer, the husband still has a right to be made for the Naziris. Four, Hu Yochel Oimer, the husband has a right to say that if I'm going to let her complete her term, she's also part of the process is shaving all of her hair. And shaving all her hair, says Rebbe, is considered Dvarm Shebeino Ola Beino. It's something that affects the relationship between the husband and the wife. And whenever we have that type of situation, the husband has a right to be made for. Yef Shebeishim Megalachas, I don't want to have to live with a woman who had all of her hair shaved. Says the Gemara Masnissen, our mission that says that as soon as one of the Kabbonis were brought, and as soon as that Kabbon's dam had Zrikas dam on the Mizbeach, the Loch is she hasn't even taken a haircut yet. The husband cannot be made for the Naziris, because at that point she's allowed to drink wine and become Tamei Meis, says the Gemara, the Loiker Rebbe Lezer, is not consistent with the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. D. Rebbe Lezer, if we want to learn the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, Homer, Rabbi Lezer's opinion, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem on Daf Mem Vov Amar Aleph, is Taglachas Me'akeves. Even until she actually has the haircut, she's not allowed to drink wine. And therefore, Kivan Delay Gilcha, so if the woman did not cut her hair yet, even though she had Zrik Saddam, she's a Sira Bechamra. She may not drink wine. And since that is something that the husband doesn't want, it's Inui Nefesh, it's a nether that involves, at this point, it still involves Inu Nefesh. Kivan this lay nivel, Motzi Mefer, the husband could still be Mefer the Naziris. So, in other words, to understand this Gemara better, after the Nazir finishes his term, we know he has to bring three kabanas, a chatas oilu shlamim, and then take a haircut. That is the proper way. Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim have a machloikis, at what point may the woman start drinking, may the Nazir, doesn't have to be a woman. At what point may the Nazir start drinking wine? The Chum's opinion is, as soon as the kabanas were brought, even though there was no haircut yet. Beleza says, there has to be a haircut. Says the Gemara, what is the machloikus of the Tana Kama and Rabbi Kiva? Tana Dan Savar, the Tana of Al Mishnah holds, going back to what we just discussed, the Kivan the Izrika Ladam, as soon as Zrikas Adam took place, La'al Tashari Bechamra, she's immediately permitted to drink wine. And therefore, the husband loses his right to be made for the nether, because she no longer has any nivel. Even if one animal was brought, any yachal hafer. For the new consideration, as we discussed in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva is worried about hefset kachim. If the husband will be made for the nether, then this animal that was brought as a carbon will have to go to waste. V'mai, Maskel Rav Zeira, why is Rabbi Kiva concerned under such situation for hefset kachim? Why is Rabbi Kiva concerned for hefset kachim? Lizrik damam shloi lishman. Let the carbon have zrik stam, not l'shem, lat l'shem carbon nazir, and yat bas bechila. But the meat will be allowed to be eaten, even though it's not considered a carbon nazir. But there won't be hetzer kachim. There won't be any hefzer kachim, because as soon as there's a zrik sadam, even if it's not a proper zrik sadam, it was a zrik sadam shloi lishmon, the halacha is if the animal could be still eaten. Because says the Gemara, milay tanya, have we not learned the brisa, kifse etzeres, the two kvasim that are brought for carbon shlomim on shvuas, sheshachten shloi lishmon, that they were not brought l'shem, the kifse etzeres, they were brought for a different carbon, oy shachten l'fnei zmanam, if they were slaughtered before yontif, or l'achaz manam after yontif, hadam yuzorek, still the halacha is that the dam should be zrik on the mizbeach, v'bosi achol, and the meat should be eaten. Vim hoyse Shabbos, if Shavuos fell on Shabbos, lo yizrek, that then you're not allowed to do zrik sadam, because the zrik sadam that I'm going to do is going to make the meat, as we're learning now, edible, and that's called tikkun. That's called making something useful. And the halacha is that mesakin is also on Shabbos. Vim zark, and if he did do the zrik on Shabbos, hurtza, the zrik accomplishes lak de murim lerev, that they'll be allowed to burn the hak de murim on Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yontif. So similarly, by the woman whose husband was made for her naziris after the shchitus hakarbon, we should still be allowed to do the zrik sadam. Do the zrik sadam shloi lishma. That will make that the basar may be eaten. So we don't have a concern of hesed kachim. And Rabbi Kiva, who says that the husband may not be made for the nether, because as we've been learning, the concern of hesed kachim, why? Amri, says the Gemara, eat the shachet ha'oyle shlamim, if when they shecht the oyle shlamim for the nazir, and now the husband wants to be made for the naziris. And Rabbi Kiva introduced a new concern of hesed kachim. So now we don't have really that concern. Hachinami, as we just learned, you could avoid that concern by doing the zrik dam shloi lishma, and you'll still be able to eat the meat. It won't represent hefset kachim. El hocham ma'iskinen explains the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah is referring to situation to go shech shachat chatas bereisha. They first shech the karm chatas. The karm chatas, if it was brought shloi lishma, is possible. So telling us, we'll take the zrik, do zrik sadam shloi lishma, and you'll be able to eat the meat, and there won't be hefsekachim, is actually incorrect. Because you can't shecht, you can't do zrik sadam shloi lishma in a karmachatis. As soon as something was done shloi lishma by karmachatis, it completely disqualifies the carbon, and that's why Rabbi Kiva's concern of hefsekachim would be very real. So, in other words, we're learning now that Rabbi Kiva is explaining that our Mishnah is referring to a situation that the carbon that was brought was the carbon chatas. So we're going to have to learn that the Tanakhama that says that there's a difference if the Zrik Saddam took place or didn't take place is also referring to a case where the carbon chatas was brought. And the Tanakhama is differentiating if the Zrika didn't take place, the husband could still be made for the nether. If the Zrik Saddam took place, the Tanakhama says the husband can no longer be maker. Kiritanan. And our Mishnah, therefore, is following the opinion of what we're going to learn in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei. In Gilach al Achs Mishloshtam, then any of the Kabbanas, as soon as that carbon is brought, then the Zrik Saddam, the Naziris is over. And therefore, even if it was just the carbon chatas, says the Gemara, that was brought, that is enough to end the Naziris. Well, we learned in the Mishnah, if this was the kabbanah, if this is referring to the kabbanahs that are brought after an entire naziris is over, if it's the kabbanahs that are brought because the nazira or the nazir, we're talking about the nazira here, obviously, because talking about hafar of the husband, it became tamei. Then Allah is offer yofer. Remei amafil b'teklachas tof yofer. Even in the case of Taglach's Tahara, Ramey says the husband always has the right to be mefer because part of the process involves her cutting her hair. And Yachalimer, and he could say, Efshe, but Isha Magalach's, I don't want a wife whose entire head is shaven. And what will the Tanakhama respond to this? The Tanakhama will respond to this. Efshe, say, this is not something that we really need to be concerned about because he could always say, she always has the option to pay in nachris, that she could wear a wig, and therefore it won't be so noticeable that her hair is shaven and it's unbecoming and it bothers him. Remei Sover, pay in nachris. Well, yes, there's an option to wear a wig. Either the zuma, however, it's not part of the woman's body. That makes the husband uncomfortable, le'nichala, and saying that, and therefore a wig is not considered a legitimate option. This Gemara that we're now speaking about, is a wig an option or not, is really the basis for the question. We know, of course, that every Jewish married woman is supposed to cover the hair. What's the halacha about covering the hair with a wig? So, the Shaila of Tshuva Be'er Sheva uses our Gemara as a proof that a wig is considered a proper head covering. There are those that disagree and say that our Gemara is not a proof that a wig is considered a proper hair covering. The Shilta Gebraim says it is. The Be'er Sheva says it isn't. What he meant to say is that he's going to wear a head covering which will be covered by a hat or a kerchief. A hair covering alone is not acceptable. Another pshat that the Yavetz suggests is that the hair covering, says the Yavetz, is a wig is not considered an adequate hair covering. But where is the wig not considered an adequate head covering? In public. But in the privacy of one's home, there, says the Yavetz, a wig would be considered a proper hair covering. The Ramah, however, holds that a wig is considered a proper hair covering, and he says that not only and the Darki Moshe from the Ramah says that not only a wig is a proper hair covering, even if a wig was made out of the hair of the woman who of her own hair, the halacha is that's considered a proper hair covering, and so too is the opinion of Rav Moshe, that we could rely on the opinion of the Ramah, Ramosha's in the Shalos Tshuvos Evan Egros Moshe Evan as a Chelik Beis Simin Yud Beis. However, Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal in the Shalos Tshuvos Yabiya Omer Chelik Hay Evan Ezer Simon Hay disagrees and says that a wig is not considered a valid hair covering, and especially he says so too is the minig for people of Sephardic descent. And there are many other Paiskim that take a strict approach, the Shalos Tshuvos de Rechayim, that's a Razim, and everybody should follow their own minig. Says the Mishnah. Our Mishnah begins discussing the subject if a father can make his son into a Nazir. Says the Mishnah, Hish Mades Benoi Benazir. A father could proclaim, declare his son to be a Nazir. However, Ve'ein Isha, the halacha is that a mother does not have Ve'ein Isha Mades Benoi Benazir. A mother does not have that opportunity. The Mefarshim point out what, and we'll speak about this more in our coming Shir Mitzvah Shem, the Pre-Tzadik for Rav Tzadik discusses why should a father have a right, yes, as we're going to discuss in Mitzvah Shem, a father certainly has the obligation to be mechanech, to teach his children to do mitzvahs, but why is Naziris something that a father could have the ability to train his children in that? So the Pre-Tzadik says the lesson of Naziris is a very important lesson. And the lesson of Naziris is to teach us the power of one word. That by accepting and declaring one upon himself that he's a Nazir, it becomes a very serious declaration as we're learning and we'll continue learning throughout a Masechta. And because it's considered such a serious declaration, that's why Chazal said that, that's why Chazal gave the father the right to teach a son the power of a word and the power of becoming a Nazir. So it says the Mishnah, Ishmadis b'noi b'nazir, v'ein ishmadaris b'noi b'nazir. Ketzad. Kilach. What does it mean that a father, but when, says the Mishnah, is the Naziris that a father took upon a son, can it become nullified? Gilech. If the son himself cut off his hair, ashgilchu akroivav, or his relatives cut his hair, showing that they're dissatisfied. So there's a machlokes rishonim. Is the only way to showing a protest in your naziris is by taking a haircut, or let's say he'll drink a cup of wine. Is that an adequate way of showing displeasure? Moreover, there's a machlokes achroinim. We just learned if the krovim, if the relatives protest, it nullifies the Naziris. Who are the relatives? The Aruch HaShulchan says that only relatives who are so close that they are possible for Edus could be relatives and they nullify the Naziris. The Nichas Chinuch takes a different approach. And he says, Gelchua Kriva means any relative, doesn't have to be a close relative. Micha, or if the son protests, or Micha Krivov, the halacha is that it's considered a valid way of protesting and the Naziris is nullified. Here too, we have a machloikis about this mecha. Some Rishonim, the Rosh is of the opinion, that the mecha has to be immediately. As soon as the son or the relatives become aware that he's a Nazir and they immediately protest, that's considered a valid protest. But if the protest comes later on, it's not valid. Other Rishonim hold that it doesn't have to be immediately. Hoysla behemim fereshes. If somebody had animal already designated for the Naziris of one's son, and now as we just learned, that Naziris became nullified. Chatos, the money that's used, the animal that was designated for Kram Chatos, Thomas, should be left to die. For Oila, as we've learned many times, it's from in the category of Chamish Chatos Amesis. Oila took of Oila. The animal that was designated for carbon oila should be brought for oilas nedava. Shlamim yikru shlamim. The animal that was designated for carbon shlamim should be brought for shamli nedava. But even though normally the halach is that shamli nedava are necholim l'shnei yom v'layla echad, 2 days and one night, this animal, since it was originally designated to be eaten as shamli nazir, and Shalmi Nozer Dalocha is a Nechel Yom V'Laylo. This Shalomim should be eaten only Yom Echad. V'Einat Tunim Lechem, even though normally the Shalomim that a Nozer brings has to be brought along with certain Chalas, here, since it's not really being brought as a Shalmi Nozer, only when it's brought by a Nozer does that Halacha apply. Here it's not being brought by a Nozer, and therefore the Lechem doesn't come along. And as we also discussed early in a previous year, the locha of the zroya of the forearm being cooked wouldn't apply here either. If the money, however, was just, they just designated money without any specific designation, which money should be used for which carbon, yiplu nedava. So all of the money should be used for oilus nedava. Mas mefroshes. But if there was money, it wasn't, they did not yet designate animals, they designated money. But, and they said this money should be used for chattis, this should be for oila, this should be shlomim. The halacha is the mei chattis, the money that was designated for the carbon chattis, yelchu yam ha-melech, but like nenim, one may not benefit from that money, midrabanan, but since it's not going, that money is not going to be used for the purpose of bringing a carbon, so the only time there's an issim ila is by something that's actually going to be used for carbon, that's called kotshe Hashem. This will not be used for that purpose, and therefore there is no mila. The money that was designated for the carbon oila, yuviu oila, should be used to bring a carbon oilus nadava. And since an oila is kachi kachim, there is an issim ila. Omeyalim behem. The may shlomim, the money that was designated for carbon shlomim, yuviu shlomim, should be used for carbon shlomim. Nechalim liyoyim echad. It's eaten for one day, and as we said, spoke a moment ago, vein tunim lechem. And they don't have a chiv lechem. There is no mi'ila, because there's never mi'ila by shlomim, because shlomim are kachim kalim. We just learned in a Mishnah that only a father can make a son into a nazir, not a mother. But ask many mefarshim, the Radak asked this question, that we find in Shmuel that Shmuel's mother, Chana, made a neder that if she'll have a son, the halacha is that the son, her son will be a nazir. We just learned that a son, a father cannot make such, a mother cannot make such a neder. That, so, I saw Rabbi Yoshev answers that what Chana meant to say was that she will do whatever is within her power that her son should want to be a nazir. But she did not mean that she has the authority to make a son a nazir. Another pshat is that whatever she did based on the consent of her husband Elkanah. And since what she did was based on the consent of her husband Elkanah, then the halacha is that that would be a naziris instituted by the father, and a naziris done by the father, as we've been learning, is certainly a valid naziris. Others say that she didn't actually mean to make him into a nazir. What she meant to say was that she will provide him with a chinuch of kedusha v'tahara, which is represented by the behavior of a nazir.